Each Torah is a world unto itself with its own series of concepts and how things connect and tie together and everything. And each Torah also ties into the following Torah and the one before it. It's not that each one is standalone and has nothing to do with anything else. As we're going to learn additional chapters on Likutei Moran, you're going to find that many cases there's overlap between them. And in many cases, one Torah is going to open a door to the next one, to leading you into whole new concepts, that this is a stairway, one step leading you to the next. The next Torah is also going to be a lot about tefillah, but talking about it in a whole different framework. This Torah Rabbeinu Zal bases on a pasuk in Chumash, Ve'ela ha-mishpotim asher tosim lifneihem. And if you recall, Torah Zayin in Likutei Moran was also based on Ve'ela ha-mishpotim. There are two chapters in Likutei Moran based on this pasuk. Rabbeinu Zal begins, Kishayesh chas v'sholom dinim al Yisrael. When the Jewish nation has a gzar din against it, chas v'sholom, al yidei rikudin v'hamchoas kaf al kaf, nase hamtokas hadin. Through dancing, through Jews dancing a rikud, and through clapping their hands from joy, that is able to bring about a sweetening of the din. This is the opening statement to this chapter. Rabbeinu Zal is going to start from a whole different perspective, and somewhere in the middle he's going to explain what a rikud is, and he's going to explain what clapping hands is, and he's going to explain what midas hadin is, and you're going to see very clearly how it's conceivable for this to affect that. This is the, and this is a rule in Likutei Moran also that the Bir Likutim says, that whenever Rabbeinu Zal starts off with an opening paragraph, generally that opening paragraph contains in it everything that's going to be found within the chapter on Likutei Moran. Then he goes piece by piece, breaking it up and making all kinds of connections and building all kinds of intermediate binyonim that he's going to need to go back to the conclusion that he started with. Rabbeinu Zal begins, Ki ikur gedulosoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hu shegam ho'akum yedu sheyesh elokim shalatu Moshe. Gedulas Hashem, there's a lot of different ways that Hashem becomes nisgadel. A Jew gets tzedakah, a Jew helps somebody, a Jew learns a piece of Torah, a Jew eats kosher, a Jew makes aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. All those things bring about a hagdolo kaviyochol for Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says here, Ki ikr gedulas shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to know what the most significant gedula of Hashem is? That's when the goyim, when the non-Jews, come to acknowledge and recognize the greatness of Hashem, the supremacy of Hashem, that Hashem is shalit u'moishel, that Hashem is king. Kemuva b'zoyhar. This is not Rabbeinu Zal's own chiddush. The Zohar HaKadosh says this. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Kad oso Yisroi v'omar ki ato yodati ki godol Hashem mikol olekim kedein isyaker v'isale shmo ilo. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when the Jews came out of Mitzrayim, you had a Moshe Rabbeinu who was a very big tzaddik, who was generating billions of mitzvahs. Every move he made, every blink of his eye was another mitzvah, was another good deed. And you had Aaron HaKohen, and you had the Noshim Tzidkonios in Mitzrayim, whom the Medrash writes about their self-sacrifice. You had all kinds of wonderful good people doing all kinds of wonderful good things. And it wasn't enough to bring about a Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. The Zohar HaKadosh says, if you look in your Chumash, you see in the Chumash that right after Kriyas Yamsuf, the Torah says that Yisroi, the Pope, heard about all the miracles that had taken place for the Jews, and the Kohen Midyan said, Ato Yodati, now even I, who am the furthest one from Yiddishkeit imaginable, I who worshipped every single idol in the world, I acknowledge Ki Godol Hashem Mikol Olekim. The Zohar HaKadosh says, and immediately the next words in Chumash are Hashem telling Moshe Rabbeinu, prepare for Matan Torah. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that this is no coincidence. That made such a big splash in heaven. Hashem's kovod was so nisrabeh by the fact that this one who was so far from Kedusha, when one like that comes close, when one like that acknowledges Hashem, that makes the biggest splash possible in Shemayim. To such an extent that Hashem was willing, kaviyochol, to come down, vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem was willing to reveal Himself to the entire world on the merit of the fact that this goy, this furthest goy of all goyim, came to acknowledge the greatness of Hashem. So Rabbi Nazal says, that's Iker Gdulosoi Shel Hashem Yisborach. Imagine what an accomplishment this is on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was matzliach in being mekariv, a ger, like Yisroi, and at the same time, because this is so big an accomplishment, this is why this is so misukan, this is so dangerous. With Yisroi, he scored. With the Erev Rav, it was the opposite, Rachmona Litzlan, where it was delicate. What did Moshe Rabbeinu want? Moshe Rabbeinu saw what a big score this was, what a big accomplishment it was to take one who's far from Kiddush and bring him close. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Erev Rav and he knew how bad they were, how rotten they were, how terrible they were. That's why he wanted them. That's why he was more interested in them than anybody else. Because he felt if he could get them to come close to the Kiddusha, Mashiach would definitely come. Elamai, he didn't realize completely that it wasn't yet the time. Not that he was totally wrong. Not that the Erev Rav was too far gone, that they're totally lost. They're never going to have a tikkun. Rav Nosson Zal writes in Likutei Halachos Beferish that when Mashiach comes, the Erev Rav will have a tikkun, most definitely. It's the timing that was off. It's again this issue of being doichek es hashor. The main test of tzaddikim, or those who are attached to tzaddikim, is I want it now. That miscalculation in terms of not waiting another minute. The Gemara says the same bed that she would prepare for him, beheter, person tries to get it too early. The Gemara quotes stories of tzaddikim who had an isoyin, a test, in going ahead, Rachman al-San, and committing one of those most serious crimes in Yiddishkeit, in having relations with a zayin or something like that. And if he passed the test, he found out that right around the corner, a minute later, he was given the same thing, beheter. The same thing which yesterday would have been the worst sin imaginable, and it would have caused him to lose all of his mitzvahs and everything he worked for his whole life. If he just would have waited an hour longer, he would be given the same thing, beheter. And there's a few stories in the Torah to prove this. And this is the nisoyon. The nisoyon is, can you outweigh Hashem? The Gemara says, Habolet Taher, Oimrim Loi, they don't say to him, good morning, and they don't say good afternoon, they say Hamtein. You want to become Tohar? Wait. And if you can handle that test, if you know how to wait, you're in. There's no madrega that you can't achieve. And if you can't wait, then somewhere along the way, you're going to get blown out. You're going to get knocked off the track, because this is how it goes, midarga ladarga. Person doesn't come close to Hashem. It's not a fix. It's not a one-time thing that, boom, you do a certain thing, and you're in, and it's over. There's an Isarusa de la'ela. There's a certain kind of thing where a person is given a certain voom, a person's brought very close to Hashem in the Tchilas HaChasidus or the Tchilas HaEskarvus. But they do that just to show the person what kind of level the person is capable of achieving. But that's no big deal. In other words, because they gave it to him free of charge, like, because he didn't earn it, that's not really what Hashem wants. Then Hashem puts him back down on the ground. Hashem puts his feet back down on the ground and says, now that I showed you what you're capable of reaching, now work for it. Now start playing with the Satan bout after bout, one after another, round after round, and inch your way up to what I showed you before you're capable of doing. That was the Nisoyan with this. But in any case, the point that Rabbeinu Zal is bringing across here is that Iker Gdulosoi, there's no bigger accomplishment than this. And that's why, what else was Avram Avinu busy doing? There's so many mitzvahs in the Torah. Why does the Torah say that? What were Avram Avinu and Sarah Oisikin being Mekarev Gerim? What about the other 612 mitzvahs? Why didn't they make a big deal about that? Why doesn't it talk about the shear of tzitzis that they wore and that they cleared chakiris and all the different shearim? The answer is they understood, not that they didn't do the other mitzvahs, but they understood that this is Iker Gdulosoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greatest achievement that a Jew could possibly achieve in this world is to take somebody that's far from Kedusha and bring them close. And the further away they are, the bigger a Kiddush Hashem it is when they come close. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, ula'akum i'efshar lohem leida gdulosoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiim al yedei bechinas Yaakov. In order for the goyim, the non-Jews, to be able to have an association, to come to recognize the greatness of Hashem, it's only possible through the concept of Yaakov Avinu, through the madrega of Yaakov Avinu. We just talked a second ago about Avram Avinu with the Gerim. Hold on a second. Rabbeinu Zal is going to explain now. Kemoy Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Beis Yaakov lechu v'neilcha bo'er Hashem. That it's about the Beis Yaakov that it's written, come and let us go bo'er Hashem. Who is the us? Us means the Jews and even the non-Jews also, that there's going to come a time when they will also come to see this Oyer Hashem. Because Yaakov Avinu revealed Hashem more so than Avraham and Yitzchak Avinu. Ki Avraham koroi har. Avraham Avinu referred to Hashem as a mountain. V'Yitzchak koroi sode. And Yitzchak Avinu referred to Hashem as a field. This is a Gemara in Psachim. Rabbeinu Zal here quotes the Gemara in Psachim, where the Gemara says that Avram Avinu met Hashem out on the mountain. By the Akedah of Yitzchak Avinu, there it says, Ki Behar Hashem Yeroah. Hashem revealed himself during the time of Avram Avinu out on a mountain. Yitzchak Avinu, Vayetze Yitzchak Losuach Basote. His encounter with Hashem was not as far away from civilization as Avram Avinu's. He was a little bit closer. It was out in the fields. Generally, the fields are closer to civilization than the mountains. V'yakov koroi bayis. Whereas Yaakov Avinu referred to Hashem vayikro loi kale, base kale. Yaakov Avinu referred to Hashem as base kale, bayis. Shehu mokoim yishuv lebnei odom yoyser misode. A bayis is considered a more civilized, more settled place, closer to civilization than a sode. Hainu sheyakov koro es mokoim abeis hamikdosh shehu mokoim atfilo bayis. Yaakov Avinu was the one who gave a name to the Beis Hamikdosh, which is the Beis Tfilo. He was the one who gave it the title Bayis. He didn't call it a Tzrif. He didn't call it a field of Hashem. We know that those terms are used to refer to Hashem also. Chakal Tapuch in Kadishna, field of holy apples. Yaakov Avinu gave the place of Hashem the name Bayis. Shehu mokoim yishuv lebnei odom. That's called a place where people live, which people inhabit. Ki he'elo es hatfilo mehar v'sode lebechinas bayis. Because Yaakov Avinu elevated the tfila from the madrega of har and sode, he took it up still a further level to the level of bayis. Sheyesh bo itfisa lebnei odom yoyser mehar v'sode. A bias is something that people can relate to more easily than a har or a sode. Again, normal people are found most in their house. Sometimes they want to go on a tiyul once a day, an hour a week. They go out into the fields, let's say. Or again, let's say a case of a normal person living. They sleep in the house. That's 8 hours a day. And the other time that they spend in the house, the time that they spend in the field is, let's say, the time that they're working, which is less than in the bayis. Or certainly going out into the fields for tefillah or things like that is also minimal. The mountains represent something still further away, where a person only going on a trip once a year or something like that goes out to the mountains, that kind of thing. So Rabbeinu Zal says, Avram Avinu brought Hashem down to the world as close as the Horim. Yitzchak Avinu brought Hashem closer to mankind. He brought him into the fields. Yaakov Avinu brought Hashem still closer. He brought Hashem into the house. Because when it comes to the har and the sode, there kavyochel Hashem is too remote, too distant for the goyim to be able to have an achiza. Kavyochel, if a tzaddik is capable of bringing Hashem into the level, into the madrega of bayis, then he's brought Hashem so much out into the open that even the goyim could have an achiza. K'may shekosuv, as it says clearly in a pasuk, ki beisi beis tefila yikore l'chol ho'amim. Meaning that when the tefila is in the bayis, when the center of Hashem, when Hashem's presence is brought into a bayis, then it's yikore l'chol ho'amim. Then it becomes accessible to all the nations of the world. Kedein is yakar shmo ilo. And that's the greatest kiddush Hashem imaginable. Now, Rabbeinu Zal is going to elaborate on this. will show you just for a moment. I once had the zchus of hearing from our Rebbe Zichron Avrocha a chiddush from the Sifrei Kabbalah that you'll see how an item that's mentioned in the Gemara, this is a Gemara, this discussion about Avraham Avinu meeting Hashem out on the mountain, Yitzchak Avinu in the Sode, Yaakov Avinu in the Bayis, etc. This is in the Gemara based on Psukim in the Chumash. Rabbeinu Zal sheds a little bit of a deeper, Rabbeinu Zal takes this into the mystical light, or whatever you want to call it, the Hasidic light, you know, of giving us this concept of the Tzaddikim bringing Hashem closer and closer to man. We'll show you another dimension of this, another facet to this, where you'll see how perfectly well this is tied together. One of the Mefarshim brings that we know that there is a certain level of Kedusha called a Machaneh. We read about it in the Chumash. The Torah tells of a certain incident where Yaakov Avinu encountered a certain group of Malachim, and it says he called that place, he saw a Machaneh Elikim, a heavenly battalion-like, a heavenly group, and he called the name of the place where he met them Machanayim. He named it Machanayim because of this important encounter with this Machaneh Elikim. A Machaneh Elikim means a group, a unit of angels. These angels are capable of doing all different kinds of things. At times, their function is to protect Bnei Yisrael. We find, for example, when the Mitzrayim were chasing the Yidden, and they were shooting arrows at them and throwing stones at them, what stood in between the Jews and the Mitzrayim, deflecting all the arrows and stones and everything, and swords and knives? A Malach. The Torah says that a Malach, Vayase Elikim, a Malach traveled in between and absorbed all of these arrows and everything. So we see that Machaneh represents a certain unit of Kedusha that protects Bnei Yisrael. It's brought that Shlomo HaMelech, when he wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, he understood the Beis HaMikdash was going to serve to protect the Yidden, to protect the Yidden from the Satan. Anytime a Jew commits a sin, the Satan can be mekatre, and one of the functions of the Beis HaMikdash would be to allow the Jews to bring karbonos that would protect them from being harmed by the Malach HaMoves or by other or by the nations of the Goyim. As long as they had the Beis HaMikdash, this served as a protection from whatever they needed to be protected. Shlomo HaMelech understood that this protection had to be in the form of this Machaneh of Kedusha. Each wall of the Beis HaMikdash would represent a Machaneh of Kedusha. So he put up the first wall, Shlomo HaMelech, on his own koyach, and that wall symbolized a Machaneh of Kedusha. Then he took to himself the koyach of Avraham. He wanted to put up the second wall. In order to have the second wall, you need a second unit of Machaneh. The word Machaneh, Mem Ches Nun He, is Bigimatria 103. He wanted to put up the second wall. In order for there to be two walls up, it means he needed twice Machaneh, which is Bigimatria Har. Har, Resh He, is 205, with the Koilel it's 206. That Koyach he drew from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was the one in whose Zechus the second wall of the Beis HaMikdash went up. Third wall comes along Yitzchak Avinu, who encountered, the Gemara says, encountered Hashem in the field, in the Sodeh. Sodeh is Bigimatria three times Machaneh. Along came the fourth one of the Ovos HaKadoshim, Yaakov Avinu, who encountered Hashem in the Bayis. He called Hashem Beis Kel. Bayis is Bigimatria four times Machaneh. It's in the Zechus of these four Tzadikim that the four walls of the Beis HaMikdash, it was called, a Bayis is something that has four walls to it. However, we know that there's a concept of Mimoroim Sholach Eish Ba'atzmoisai. There's a concept, even if you have a house with four walls, it's not enough because all you need is rain. And you find out that the walls aren't enough to help you. You need a ceiling. You need a roof. You need something to protect from above. And especially Kaviyochel, when Hashem wants to shoot at the Yidden, many times he shoots from upstairs. Who is going to be the one to put up the roof? The Pasuk says that one of the major achievements of Moshe Rabbeinu in his life was that he was mispalel 515 tefillos. Voeschanan el Hashem ba'isi leimor, he davened 515 tefillos to get Eretz Yisrael. Did he get Eretz Yisrael? No. What happened to all the 515 tefillos? They went nowhere. Chas v'shalom. One of the things that they accomplished, those tefillos were directed towards Eretz Yisrael. The tachlis of Eretz Yisrael is the Beis HaMikdash. The crowning achievement of the Beis HaMikdash is the roof, the ceiling. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was credited with putting the rooftop, Kaviyochel, onto the Beis HaMikdash. That's this 515, which is Bigimatria 5 times Machne. He put this fifth wall up, which represented a total protection, a shlemus of protection against Bnei Israel. This is what one of the Meforshim brings. Now bring that, take a look how that takes, we took the Chumash. The Chumash presented three psukim, which seem totally unrelated. Avraham Avinu serving Hashem on the mountain, Yitzchak Avinu serving Hashem in the field, Yaakov Avinu serving Hashem in the bayis. The Gemara made a connection between them. The Gemara said that it's not stam. There's a reason why he did har, he did sota. One was building on the other. Rabbeinu Zal came along and gave his interpretation, showing how this applies to a concept of bringing Hashem closer to mankind to such an extent where even the goyim can have an achiza. This mafarish showed how this is tied into the secret of the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. Now we continue, just to show you how rich the Torah is and how meaningful every nekuda, that when a word is used in the Chumash, you better believe that there's tremendous depth and there's 70 different interpretations and all 70 are emes and all 70 support each other and are interwoven with each other, etc. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, continuing to develop this theme of how much the kavod of Hashem is heightened through those who are far from Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'zeh pirish godoil Hashem u'mehulol ma'oid bi'ir elokeinu. There's a pasuk that says that Hashem is great and very exalted. Rabbeinu Zal explains, Kloimar, this pasuk means to say, Emosai godol Hashem, when is Hashem really great? Kishehu mehulol ma'oid. When he's praised, not by the regular people, not by the frum yidden, but when he's praised by ma'oid. Who is ma'oid? Misitra de Moisa. The word ma'oid refers to the malach ha-moves, to the sitra achra, shehu bechinas akum, which is synonymous with the goyim. K'moy shom razal al posuk v'hinei toiv ma'oid. If you look in the medrash, in the beginning of creation the world, it says on one day, vayar Hashem es kol asherosa v'hinei toiv, and the medrash says on that day the Yetzer Tov was created. In another posuk it says, vayar Hashem es kol asherosa v'hinei toiv ma'oid, it was very good. The Gemara says, who's very good? Zum malach ha-moves. So we see ma'oid, very, is one of the nicknames of the malach ha-moves. No. The Gemara explains it very. Number one, why is the Malach HaMoves very good? Because without him, we couldn't get to Gan Eden. Without him, there wouldn't be any concept of schar, real schar, etc. The Medrash gives explanations for that. Also, Mitzad Hasheni, because very is treif. Kitzoni is treif. The whole concept of the Torah Kedoshah of religion is a derech ha'emtzoi. The Rambam Zal speaks about it. The Gemara speaks about it. The Chumash speaks about it. V'chai bohem, v'loi shiomus bohem. And if a person goes to either extreme, too little, those people who try to undercut the Torah or overcut the Torah, they try to be more religious than the Torah says you're allowed to eat meat, you're allowed to do it, they try to be more extreme than the Torah in restrictions, no wine, no all the different kinds of things, either extreme, either ma'oid, leads to moves, chas v'shon. So we see in any case that the word ma'oid refers to the other side, the sitra de moisa, the goyim, the non-Jews. The posuk says, Godel Hashem, when is Hashem really great? When he's mehulol ma'oid, when the other side even praises him. Kishehu mehulol mehem azayhu godel, kihu ikar gdulosoi. That's the main kovod of Hashem. The main kovod of Hashem is when those who are far from Kedusha are zoich to become absorbed in the Kedusha. We mentioned many times the concept of Tosfos Shabbos. Shabbos itself is Kedusha. When a person is zoich to take a piece of Friday and make it into Shabbos, a piece of Sunday and make it into Shabbos, that's a tremendous, tremendous schus. And there are many other examples of this. The whole concept of Eivar HaYarden, where the Yidden took something outside of Eretz Yisrael and they attached it to Eretz Yisrael. They made a lip to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'emosai humehulol mehem. The pasuk continues. How do you bring this about, this Godol Hashem umehulol ma'oid? Be'ir Elokeinu har kodshoi. When you take the har kodshoi and turn it into Ir Elokeinu. Dahainu kishebechinas har nase ir elokeinu shehu yishuv bnei adam. When you take a har, You take Harnof, you take a mountain that has nothing on it, and you turn it into an ear. You build Batim on it. You take this thing that's supposed to be uncivilized. It's supposed to have grass and trees and lizards and bugs, and you turn it into an ear. You bring civilization to it. You bring pipes and houses and everything. You turn the Har Kodesh into Ir Elokeinu, which is Yishuv Bnei Adam, which is Bechinas Bayis. You convert it to this concept of bayis. Shehu musog yoiser mehar v'sode. A bayis is more easily accessible. It's closer to man than sode and har. Dahainu kishemalin es bechinas hatfilo mebechinas har lebechinas iru bayis. When a person is zoyche to take tfila and elevate it, bring it from har and sode, which is a lower level, to the level of bayis, which is considered a better level, where there it becomes yikorei l'chol amim. There even the goyim have access to it. She'oz yesh gam la'akum hasoga kanal. Then even the non-Jews will be able to have a hasog in it. Oz daika godoil Hashem. That's the ikar gdulosoi shel Hashem. She'oz yesh gam la'akum hasoga kanal. I'm sorry. Ki ze ikar gdulosoi yisporach. Ki shegam horechoikim yoydem imenu yisporach. That's the ikar gdul of Hashem, when those who are far from Hashem come to know Hashem also. Again, Rabbi Nizal wanted to really prove this from all sides. There are many times that he gives two or three proofs to something to enforce it very, very well, and naturally, each proof has something in it that the others didn't. If you'll be mamik in this, or you look in the Sefer Be'er Likutim, or other the Meforshim, many times they'll show you what one of these proofs has that the other one didn't, why each one of the two proofs is needed. Next. Now Rabbi Nizal is going to say here again, till now we didn't really figure out where does tefillah come into this. He was talking about Hashem, bringing Hashem closer to people. Where does the tefillah thing fit in? Rabbi Nizal says now, V'inyin zeh lahalois ha-tefillah mibchinas har v'sod lebchinas bayis b'chinas yirolikenu kidei sheyizgale malchusoy gam lakum. This business, this concept of taking the tefillah and elevating it from the levels of har and sodeh to the level of bayis, to the level of ir elokeinu, so that the malchus of Hashem should be made visible and recognizable and accessible even to the goyim, sheyir lehem gam kein hasoga belikus yisbor shmoi, so that the goyim should also be able to have a hasoga in Hashem's elokus, I efshir lehei osois ki im al yedei tzadikei hador. The only ones who can really achieve this are the tzadikim of the generation. As the Gemara says, again, Rabbi Nizal is not basing things on himself. As the Gemara says, "Mi sheyeshloi choyla b'toch beisoi, yelech etzel chochom v'yivakei sholof rachmin." That when a Jew is, when somebody has somebody in their family that's ill, that's sick, or that has a problem, Judaism is not a religion which you do it yourself, kit. Mail away for the kit and you'll do it yourself. In Judaism, the Gemara says that there's such a thing as chachomim, there's such a thing as tzadikim, and you have to take out your telescope and your microscope, and you have to analyze and figure out who they are, and no matter how far they are, you have to go and seek them out, and then you have to examine very carefully to make sure that you didn't fall in with a phony, with a mefursim shel sheker, or other cases. A person has to find the tzadik yador, and then when a person has a problem, one of the things that the Torah advises is that besides your own tefillah, besides your own ishtadlus, one of the most significant steps that's needed is yelech etzel chochom, and ask him to pray for you. You have to come on to him. Ki ikar hatfila einam yoidim kiim tzadiki hador. Because the only ones who have the true appreciation and the true understanding of what tefila is all about are the tzadikim of the generation. Now Rabbi Nizal explains. Ki yesh bali gaiva. Because there are people who are arrogant. She'enam roitzim she'elchul tzadikim. They're against this business of going to tzaddikim, va'omrim, and they say, shehem bi'atzmon yecholim lispalel. What do you need to go to a tzaddik for? Every yid is entitled to daven. Look in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch, the Chumash, talks about yidin davening. What do you need tzaddikim davka that they should daven for you? Umoinim gam acherim kishyesh lam tzar yecholim leilech tzaddikim. And these people many times actually dissuade others from going to tzaddikim, seeking out tzaddikim and asking them for their prayers by saying, what do you need them for? Your tefillah is just as good, and etc. Aleihem Nemar, Rabbein Azal says, about those people, the pasuk says, Choshev Eshes O'ish. The pasuk says that Avram Avinu's wife, Sor Imenu, was taken captive by Avimelech at one point in time, and he took her into his palace, and he wanted to hold on to her, and Hashem came to him and said, don't you dare, she doesn't belong to you. Return her to her husband. Return this married woman to her husband. Choshev Eshes O'ish. Kizeh HaBal Gaivo Mechuna Beloshen Avimelech. Because these people who have Gaiva, the nickname that we want to give to them is Avi Melech. Why? Ki Avi Loshen Rotzoin. The word La'avot in Hebrew means to want. There's a pasuk in Chumash, there's a pasuk in the Torah that says Vi'oviso Sehila Migushe Choymer, Migushe Ofor Mikrutse Choymer. The word La'avot in Hebrew means to want, to desire. Avi Melech means one who wants Kovoid, he wants authority, he wants leadership. Avi Loshen Rotzoin, Ki Hu Roitze Limloich. These people want to rule themselves. What do I need a tzaddik for? I don't need to look up to him. I don't have to come on to him. I myself am big enough. Vahainu Avi Melech. This is this concept of Avi Melech. Ki Be'emes, because the truth is, Tzaddik Moshel B'tfilosoi. That it's a tzaddik who rules with his tefillah. A tzaddik is considered a king through his power of tefillah. K'may shekosav, as the pasuk says in Shmuel Anovi, tzaddik moishel b'yiras elikim. That a tzaddik rules over yiras elikim. What is yiras elikim? Tefillah. How do we know it? Isha yiras Hashem, he tishalol. Tefillah, tishalol, tehillah, is synonymous with yiras Hashem. So Rabbein Azal says the tzaddik is the moishel b'yiras elikim. In truth, it's tzaddikim who have a power of authority with their tefillah. That with their tefillah, they can demand Hashem to change. They can affect a change in the gzar din of Hashem. V'hu mizgoy ba'atzmoy sheyochol ispalel. And this individual who's not a tzaddik, and yet he feels big, arrogant, he thinks he can daven himself, he doesn't have to come on to tzaddikim. Ki hu roitze limloich, he wants to rule. V'oimer, and he says, ano emloich, I'm king, I don't have to come on to any other kings. The Gemara says, man malki rabonon. That the Talmidei Chachamim, the tzaddikim, they're called the kings of the Jewish people. This person says, baloney, I'm a king in my own right. There's a pasuk that says, kol Yisrael b'nei melochim heim. Every Jew is called a prince. So I'm also king, I don't need them. V'zeh pirish choshev eshes so'ish. Rabbein Azal says, this is why the pasuk says, return this woman. What is the woman? Eshes roshei tevois Hashem sfosai tiftoch. The word eshes is merames on tefillah here. It's the Rosh Hashanah of these words, Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch. Ze Bechinas Tefillah. That's the concept of tefillah. That's the Aschol of Shmein Esrei. That's the whole Yesoid of the Shmein Esrei. It begins with Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch. The Chachamim on the second half, that's called a piece of tefillah. That's why it's not a hefsik between Goal Yisrael and Shmein Esrei, because that's tefillah. That's a chelik of the tefillah itself. So we see Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch is tefillah. Dahainu Hoshev Eshes Bechinas HaTfilo LaHatzadik. Hashem spoke to Avimelech and he said to him, return this Eshes to the Ish, to the Tzadik, to the Avraham. Ki Novihu, because he's a Novi. What does the word Novi mean? The word Novi means a prophet. The word Novi also means one who speaks effectively. Rabbein Azal says, Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misavel Etfiloson Shel Tzadikim. There's a Gemara in Chulin Daf Samach Amid Beis that says that Hashem specifically wants the Tfilos of Tzadikim. U'mishager Tfilos Sedura B'fiv. And therefore, when a Tzadik davens, Hashem sends a very smooth-flowing Tfilah into his mouth. One of the rewards of his being a tzaddik, of his serving Hashem with such devotion, is that when he davens, the tefillah goes smoothly and well. Kidei sheyehene mitfilosai. Why? Because Hashem enjoys the tefillah coming from the mouth of this individual. So Hashem sends it to him. Hashem meshager tefilosai shgura b'fiv. Shogor means that Hashem sends at him. Hashem sends him this smooth flowing tefillah into his mouth. V'ze novihu losh niv sfosayim. Niv sfosayim means a person who has a very clear enunciation, a person who can speak very, very clearly and well. K'moy shamru chazal, as the Gemara says, boire niv sfosayim. There's a pasuk that says Hashem creates the clarity of the lips. And the Gemara darshins on that, im shkuro tefilasi befiv, that Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, who was one of the great tzaddikim whom the Gemara points out, that when the Yidden needed something, what did? They went to him to ask him to daven. And the Gemara says, when somebody would come to him with a chayla, he would say, this one's going to live, this one's going to die. So the Gemara says, they asked him, how do you know? How do you know which one is going to live or die? So the Gemara said, he answered them that he was able to tell by how the tefillah came out of his mouth. If the tefillah flowed smoothly, he knew that the tefillah was sent by Hashem, and that it was one of those tefillahs that was going to score a direct hit, that he was going to definitely be mevatel whatever gzeira was there. If the tefillah was not shkura sela befiv, it means he didn't have this koyach of niv sfosayim, he knew that it was not going to have the desired effect. So Rabbeinu Zal says here that this is the message, that Rabbeinu Zal says that there are tzaddikim, and they're the ones who have the main power of being mesakeh the tefillah and mala the tefillah, elevating it from har soda to bechina bayis. And therefore, however, Rabbeinu Zal says, there are those who try to turn away from this, who try to battle against this, and about them the pasuk says, hoshev eshes ish. Rabbeinu Zal says, now, v'zeh hoshev, what is the word hoshev over there, which means return? Roshei tevois har sode bayis. This word hoshev shows what the power of the tzaddik is. Why did Hashem say to Avimelech, go to him, let him, what was Hashem's instructions to Avimelech right afterwards? And have him daven for you. Tell Avram Avinu to be mispal for you, that you should be cured and you'll be cured. Why? Because Avram Avinu is one of the tzaddikim. And the tzaddikim are the ones who are the masters of this har sode bayis deal. They're the ones who elevate the tefillah, take the tefillah through these stages. Zeremez shetfilas hatzadik hi b'shleimus. This word hoshev, when it was used about a tzaddik, hinted to the fact that the tzaddik is the one who zochet to shleimus hatfilah. Shema le'oisa mebechinas har v'sod elebechinas bayis. The tzaddik is the one who's able to elevate the tefillah to its highest point. The highest point is the bayis. Ki beisi beis tefillah yikore l'cholo amin. We'll hold it over here for now. This is just the beginning. Rabbeinu Zal's introducing these concepts. He's going to elaborate a lot and clarify a lot on what we had so far.